Yesterday, we asked you to tell us the music you're thankful for this year, and here are some of your answers. Many people told us they're grateful for music that helps them digest the news, like Daniel Russell, who pointed to Andre Henry's It Doesn't Have to Be This Way.
For me, oftentimes I can feel kind of sad about the circumstances that happen, and whenever I listen to that song, it just brings about a great sense of hope.
One artist came up by far more than any other, Lizzo. Fifty-one-year-old Angela Waits of Birmingham says Lizzo changed her life.
Well, I have multiple sclerosis, which I've dealt with for 15 years. I have always been just not the most healthy person because I never felt like I needed to, either in my physical life or in my emotional relationships. And her music has helped me to realize it really doesn't matter if it's important to anybody else. What's important to me is that I take care of myself and I make good decisions for myself and that I live my life as joyfully and happily as she does.
And it's back.
Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky.
Julie Skinner Sutton of Fort Worth told us she is not so grateful for the singing sisters of Frozen, even as she has relented to taking her kids to see the sequel this weekend.
And we're excited to see the second one, but I know that this means we're going to be riding this tidal wave for several more years. And I thought I'd finally let it go, but I haven't.
Well, we're grateful that you shared your playlists with us, both loved and loathed.